Passage 27, Intelligence.
Now, listen to the passage.
Are some people born clever and others born stupid? Or is intelligence developed by our environment and our experience? Strangely enough, the answer to these questions is yes. To some extent, our intelligence is given us at birth. And no amount of special education can make a genius out of a child born with low intelligence. On the other hand, a child who lives in a boring environment will develop his intelligence less than one who lives in rich and varied surroundings. Thus, the limits of a person's intelligence are fixed at birth. Whether or not he reaches those limits will depend on his environment. This view, held by most experts now, can be supported in a number of ways. As it's easy to show that intelligence is to some extent something we are born with. The closer the blood relationship between two people is, the closer they are likely to be in intelligence.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
Are some people born clever and others born stupid? Are some people born clever and others born stupid? Or is intelligence developed by our environment and our experience? Or is intelligence developed by our environment and our experience? Strangely enough, the answer to these questions is yes. Strangely enough, the answer to these questions is yes. To some extent, our intelligence is given us at birth. To some extent, our intelligence is given us at birth. And no amount of special education can make a genius out of a child born with low intelligence. And no amount of special education can make a genius out of a child born with low intelligence. On the other hand, a child who lives in a boring environment will develop his intelligence On the other hand, a child who lives in a boring environment will develop his intelligence less than one who lives in rich and varied surroundings. Less than one who lives in rich and varied surroundings. Thus, the limits of a person's intelligence are fixed at birth. Whether or not he reaches those limits will depend on his environment. Thus, the limits of a person's intelligence are fixed at birth. Whether or not he reaches those limits will depend on his environment. This view, held by most experts now, can be supported in a number of ways. This view, held by most experts now, can be supported in a number of ways. As is easy to show that intelligence is to some extent something we are born with. As is easy to show that intelligence is to some extent something we are born with. The closer the blood relationship between two people is, the closer they are likely to be in intelligence. The closer the blood relationship between two people is, the closer they are likely to be in intelligence.
The last reading.
Are some people born clever and others born stupid? Or is intelligence developed by our environment and our experience? Strangely enough, the answer to these questions is yes. To some extent, our intelligence is given us at birth, and no amount of special education can make a genius out of a child born with low intelligence. On the other hand, a child who lives in a boring environment will develop his intelligence less than one who lives in rich and varied surroundings. Thus, the limits of a person's intelligence are fixed at birth. Whether or not he reaches those limits will depend on his environment. This view, held by most experts now, can be supported in a number of ways. As is easy to show that intelligence is to some extent something we are born with. The closer the blood relationship between two people is, the closer they are likely to be in intelligence.